This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can actually log into the site and submit different ideas that we might use on the air, show prep stuff, like news stories or videos or whatever you think our listeners will like. And then once you submit it to the site, other listeners can vote up or vote down. And then the most popular stories will make it to the front page and the top of our website. By the way, tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to take your calls about absolutely anything. And I've got an email that I want to share that of somebody who is pulling their financial support from Free Talk Live. And we'll explain why and take on his issue if we get a chance. But your calls come first, and ladies come first. So let's go to Melissa, listening somewhere in North Carolina. Melissa, where are you in North Carolina, if I might ask?
Outside of Raleigh.
Okay, very good. So what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I just want to applaud you all for addressing the issue of the abuse of police in this country. And I'm really surprised that more people, actually more public figures, don't address this issue, or even the media, because it's just astounding how much abuse there is by the police, how they abuse their power. It's, mm-hmm. it's almost like living with the KGB, and it's terrifying. And
absolutely.
I really don't know. I don't know why. Do you know why no one speaks out against this? I mean, why is nothing said or done about this?
When you say no one, you mean the media, like the major organizations?
Right, yeah, the new, and political figures. Why aren't they doing anything? I mean, I love Hillary Clinton. I think she's an amazing person, but she speaks highly of the police, and I don't understand that.
I don't love any politicians. I think they're all a bunch of thugs. And
I think a lot of them are. I agree, but not to address one person.
Well, the politicians are really more like wannabe thugs. They're too cowardly to actually involve themselves in the actual thuggery. That's why they hire the police.
They hire people.
So to answer your question, because clearly Free Talk Live talks about it, we're on the air on 79 stations across the country, so there are some people who are talking about it. But in the mainstream media, the reason why the mainstream media won't touch this stuff is because they are beholden to the police for news information. And the way it works is like this. When a news organization needs to get a comment on some sort of story that's happening in their local area, they go to the police department, and the police department has their public information bureaucrat that gives them whatever info they're authorized to give them, and then the news organization parrots that out over the airwaves. Well, if all of a sudden the news organization starts questioning the police, they start doing investigations on the police, and starts outing the police for being corrupt or outing the police for being generally awful towards people or whatever.
News Channel 9's expose on corrupt police officials.
All of a sudden, while that will get great ratings for them, all of a sudden, they cut off. So the public information officer is no longer returning their phone calls. They're not getting the press releases from the local police department, because really the police, while there are some of them who are good cops, overall it's the thin blue line. It's the brotherhood. They're really just another criminal gang. And so they cut off the news media, and they use their clout, if you will, to intimidate them, basically, into not reporting on the negative stories about the police. So does that answer your question about the media?
Yeah, it does. But you can't trust the mainstream media anyway, and I learned that several years ago. But I have to say, you know, I do kind of find that it also depends on where you live. I've lived in North Carolina, I've lived in West Virginia, and I've lived in upstate New York, right near Syracuse. And I've noticed that the Northern police where I lived were really respectful, decent, courteous. But the Southern police in the West Virginia and North Carolina are horrible. I mean, just, you know, abusive. I mean, I have been, like, threatened and harassed because I couldn't pull out my driver's license fast enough at a DUI checkpoint. I mean, so badly that my children were in the car screaming, crying, because the police officer was my kids told me later they thought he was going to shoot me. I mean, that's a crime. And then when I tried to report him to a superior officer, he tried to intimidate me and was very just yelling at me and just, it was just awful. I mean,
your story is not uncommon either. And you're right. There are a lot of people that are experiencing this stuff, but the media cover essentially blacks it out. There are the occasional times when the media will do a good job And I would refer you to the Police Complaint Center. I believe they're still calling themselves that. Police Complaint Center, you can look for them online. They've done some really great work over the last couple of decades. Undercover work, where, speaking of Southern cops, they went down to Florida, South Florida, and they went from police department to police department, undercover with cameras and everything, and they sent a guy in who was, you know, he's kind of good at doing this sort of thing. He went into each department and asked...
Former police officer.
Yeah, I believe they're former cops, but he went into each department and asked them for their complaint process. Said he had a friend who wanted to make a complaint, and he wanted to get a form so he could take it home and, you know, allow his friend to fill that out. And most of the departments claimed they didn't have a form, that they would have to, that the friend would have to come into the department, the very same department he wanted to complain about, and complain in front of one of the officers, who could very well have been the officer he wanted to complain about, or a buddy of the officer he wanted to complain about. So they refused to give the form up. If the department did have a form, then they would refuse to allow the man to leave the department with the form. So, I mean, the entire thing was this process of intimidation. You think, I mean, it's a piece of paper. You can't just take the piece of paper and leave the department and come back with it later. No, because they want to intimidate you. They want to get information from you. They want to extract this information. And in some cases, they actually attacked the man. They arrested him in one case. They slammed him into a window with the receiving area. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of intimidation they used against somebody who had what was supposedly a legitimate complaint against that particular police
department.
Well, he
didn't say what the complaint was. He just went in and asked for a complaint form.
Right.
Well, I think that YouTube, I thought, would try to help with a lot of this. And I actually saw a video not too long ago about a handicapped person, like a paraplegic. And they went in, they were arrested for something. And the cop told him to stand up. And he was like, I can't stand up. She took him and dumped him out of his wheelchair onto the ground.
Yeah, that was in Hillsborough County, I think, in Florida. So, and you know, your statement about Southern versus Northern cops, I don't have a whole lot of experience in the North, but I did move from Sarasota, Florida to Keene, New Hampshire. And I can say that I don't feel as intimidated by the police up here, for whatever that's worth. I think the cops up here are a cut above my experience.
I think that if you're just going to draw a line across the United States and say these are where the bad cops live and these are where the good ones live, you're going to miss.
No, I'm not saying that, Mark. I'm just giving my personal story as to...
In general, the northerner police officers seem to be better than the southern.
I'm going to give my take on it, and every encounter I've had with police, whether it was in the south or in the north, has been a pretty good one. Whether they were doing fundraising or not giving out tickets, at the very least, they were cordial about it. That's my experience.
So my other answer to your earlier question was, why isn't anyone talking about this in the mainstream? I answered the media side of the question. As far as the politicians are concerned, the politicians feel as though if they say anything against the police, they will never have a chance to win another election, because they believe there's this mentality. And this mentality exists. How widespread it is, I don't know. But they pander to the mentality that the police are heroes, that the police are our friends, and that the police are, you know, that we need these the cops out there doing what they're doing. They pander to that kind of pro-law enforcement, nation of laws mentality, even though every single day people are aggressed against by the police, they're ticketed by the police, they have money extracted from them by the police. I think somebody that actually came out with a courageous pro-freedom message, and I'm not against the police, I'm against aggression. I'm against hurting people that are peaceful. I wish the police, instead of being law enforcement officers just blindly enforcing these laws the politicians pass, I wish they were peace officers, where they were out there just, if something is wrong, if there's a fight, that they break it up. The person who's harmed is made to pay, or the person who is doing the harm is made to pay restitution to the person that they've harmed. If the police were just out doing that sort of thing, nobody would be afraid of them. You wouldn't get the racing pulse when the police pulls behind a police car pulls behind you and puts on. I mean, even if they put on their sirens or not, when the cop just pulls behind you, I don't know about you, but I get that adrenaline rush. And
I'd like to say something real quick. I know in other countries, like in Japan, for one, people respect the police because they work with the police. The police work with the people. In this country, we all feel like the police are against us.
Yeah, it's an adversarial situation, and I thank you for your time and your thoughts tonight, Melissa. I really appreciate it. We're going to move on here. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. Again, if the cops would get back to leave the adversarial role and move into a role of a peace officer, I'd have no problem with them. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves, but as long as they're arresting peaceful people, I'll be against them. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We're here to take your calls about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. That's what validation is all about. You can go and get all the details, and if you are a lady listener, become a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
I don't know if you've experienced the same thing that I have, but as I've been getting older, it's harder to keep the weight off.
And I can't take the diet pills that have the stimulants in them and stuff. I just can't. I can't handle stimulants. Not doing so good at getting to the gym, and, well, I've never been good at dieting. But I have found a product that works for me, and it's called the product's called Caraluma, and it is in a pill called LumaThin Plus. You can go to LumaThinPlus.com and order today. They're having a special right now where if you get a 3-month supply, they throw in an additional month completely free, and the shipping's included. And they're priced so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to keep that weight off without changing your lifestyle anyway. It's just rather than going to the gym and doing all the extra work and all that stuff, you can keep the weight off by going to LumaThinPlus.com today.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Richard is on the line in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hello, Richard.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to this thing, and I really wanted to call in about what you were talking about the cops.
Here you are. What's on your mind?
Well, one thing I want to say is I listened to your show a few times. I wasn't sure if you guys were liberal or conservative. You seem kind of libertarian, liberal mix. I don't know.
I am definitely not liberal or conservative, and I would have used the term libertarian maybe 5 years ago, but these days I consider myself a voluntarist.
Yeah, the libertarians aren't libertarian enough for us.
Okay. Anyway, I like your show, but you're talking about the cops. I have the same opinion about it. You know, I grew up thinking, you know, everybody says, well, the cops are all great and they're heroes and everything else. But it seems like we turned into like a police state.
Yeah.
I drive to work at 3:30 a.m. every day for my job.
You must be a drunk.
And there's like on my way to work, I cross like a dozen cops just waiting around to pounce on people.
Yep.
Do they get
you know,
any
whether
trouble?
It's for speeding or running a red light or maybe they were drinking or maybe just stopping them and hassling them.
Have they given you any trouble on the way going to work at 3:30 in the morning? Because I mean, just driving at 3:30 in the morning is suspicious behavior as far as
exactly.
Life today.
And then when you do, if you do run into a problem, they're extremely rude.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to try to help you out or anything. They're just like they want to criminalize you. And it's just every time that I hear them talk about they want to cut the budget somewhere. And they say, oh, we have to lay off cops and all that. I'm thinking, oh, we have too many. They're just sitting around waiting to pounce on everybody.
That's what they do. They're a revenue. They're glorified revenue collectors for the state. And pounce is an accurate word. I mean, they're really aggressing against people like, you know, vicious animals. And they're not serving me. You know who they're really protecting and serving? They protect and serve the state. They don't act like servants. They act like masters. And that's their role. Their role is to tell you what to do. You jump or else they put you in, they put you in a cage.
Well, not only that, when you do have, running with them where they pull over for a traffic stop or whatever, I mean, they treat you, they look down on you, and they, you know, if you try to talk to them or reason with them, I mean, the way they treat you,
I'm just doing my job. You know, they've got all these cliches that they can just trot out to excuse why it is they're enacting violence upon peaceful people. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Mike listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm one of those jackbooted thugs driving around right now. As a matter of fact, as you mentioned those cliches, I'll trot out for you. You know, what are you wearing right now underneath your shirt?
Nothing.
You have anything underneath your shirt? I got a bulletproof vest on, okay? And as I'm driving around the city of Indianapolis tonight, I'm fairly certain that I'm going to get home tonight. Fairly certain. But I don't know it. And when I tell somebody on a traffic stop that I want to see their hands, it's not because I'm a jerk. It's because I'm not going to get shot, okay? Mm-hmm. As many police officers have been shot. And
Now, why are you pulling them over in the first place?
Well, I'm a DUI supervisor. My job is to drive around and look for intoxicated drivers. I look for driving behaviors. Mm-hmm. If someone's left the center, going back and forth in the lane, hold on, just a moment.
You know, I don't mind while you're putting me on hold.
Sorry about that. I was,
Not a problem. Look, I understand. If you've got people out there that are dangerous drivers, doesn't bother me that you're working to take those folks off the road. I think there's an appropriate role for the police, and I think they've gone far beyond their intended role. And I think that I don't have a problem. If I get pulled over, I know that you guys are uncomfortable, and that's why I put my hands up on the steering wheel. Because I don't want to make you nervous. I don't want to make some cop with an itchy trigger finger decide to put a taser in me.
Trigger finger.
Yeah.
How many police officers are there in this country, and how many of them have ever pulled a trigger? That may be the stupidest thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
Before you go on calling me stupid, there are plenty of stories about cops that have killed people and gotten away with it.
I did not say you were stupid. I said you said a stupid thing. How many tens of thousands of police officers in this country, and how many have actually ever shot at someone? I've been shot at twice. I've never pulled the trigger.
How many states?
I didn't even unholster my gun when I got shot at. One of them was shooting at me with an FKS, and I didn't unholster my gun.
Good for you. You're very, very reticent.
Good for me. Are you kidding?
Who were you talking to this week on your extended edition, Mark? Who did you talk to? Jim Dunsing?
Yeah, the guy got shot in the back by an officer that had just tased him, an unarmed man. But I do want to point out that three states, since we're playing a quiz game here, how many states have made it illegal to videotape police officers in the course of their duties?
Not in Indiana, I don't know.
The answer is three.
Not in Indiana, and I don't know why.
The answer is three.
I got no problem.
Right. Well, in Indiana, perhaps that's true. But I can tell you that if a police officer doesn't like that I'm videotaping him, he can do all kinds of things. There's obstruction and disorderly conduct other things.
Which will probably end up losing in the long run because there's
You don't lose anything, sir. You don't lose crap. I have to pay for an attorney.
I guarantee, listen to me. For God's sake, let me finish the sentence. We will probably end up losing disorderly conduct. I came on 24 years ago. Okay? I'm not a snot-nosed rookie here. I thought that we would lose disorderly conduct as a charge 10 years ago because we call it FWP. You know, when you're messing with the police, you're going to go to jail. Look, and you know what? In the broad scope of things, it does happen. Someone is interfering with a police officer. We just recently had a very, very high-profile case in Indianapolis where a 15-year-old kid got roughed up by a police officer on the east side. I know the officer. He's a very intelligent kid. He's a hard worker. He made a mistake, and he went on too long, and he got fired for it.
That's pretty unusual.
Sure, but if I rough somebody up, I go to jail. And it's a different kind. That's the truth. The fact is, if I go out and beat the crap out of somebody, I'm not going to just lose my job.
Tell you what, we'll bring it back here, Mike. I know you don't feel like you've gotten a fair shake, so hang on. If you'd like to stick with us, I know you're probably on the job here, so you've got to go, I understand. But
I feel like there's a different standard for criminal justice in this country, for police, and for regular
citizens.
Mark,
can you make a note? You want to make sure you get to the point about how they don't ever lose. When even if they throw the charges out, we'll come back to that here. And the officer personally very rarely loses anything. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at the drain claw.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural
all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there on the front page of the website. Or you can go back into our podcast all the way to the beginning of 2009. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Sign up at HostGator.com to get your first month completely free. It's coupon code FTL at HostGator.com.
All right, so we've been talking about the police state that continues to build here in this country, and actually ended up getting a police officer allegedly on the line with us here. Mike is on the line from WX,
I believe him.
Listening to WXNT in Tampa. I have no reason to disbelieve him.
XNT in Tampa.
Excuse me, yeah, WXNT in Indianapolis. So, Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Mark, you wanted to make a point about the police losing in a case that you didn't have a chance to make, so go
right.
ahead with that.
Yeah, Mike, I didn't mean to talk over you there. But one of the things about the adversarial system that we have here is that the police are protected by sovereign immunity and qualified immunity from the responsibilities of their actions. So when a police officer just decides to give me disorderly conduct, and you claim it's going to go away at some point, and that may very well be true, but until then, if they decide to give me disorderly conduct because I'm, you know, holding a sign on the street, or I don't, you know, do whatever it is, jump and do whatever it is that they do, they don't have to pay to bring a court case against me. They don't have to pay for an attorney to prosecute me. They don't have to do all kinds of things, whereas I have to.
Somebody does. It's not free. It's paid for.
Taxpayers pay for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So what's your point? The point is that you aren't liable for your actions. If you arrest somebody and then they null process the charges. You know, they drop the charges. Like the guy that called earlier tonight, I don't know if you heard his call, but he was walking down the walking out of a church. Some cops demanded ID from him. He refused to show it, so they charged him with obstructing justice or some nonsense like that. They arrested him. Baker acted him, held him for days, then null processed the charges. And there's nothing
for
that
contempt
can be done.
Of cop.
There's nothing that can be done about that, and that cop will never have to pay any kind of restitution for that man's 5 days of his life that he lost.
Right, and that's his version of it. If I'm an alleged police officer, let me go ahead and say I guarantee there's a couple more facts he didn't bother to fill you in on. Because the policeman, I guarantee you, didn't sit across the street from a church saying, hey, let's wait for the next guy we see coming out of that church that we don't like for some weird reason.
Mm-hmm. Someone
and
called
ask him
the
for
cops
ID
on
and
him.
Use some
right.
sort of vague state law, local ordinance that says he has to identify himself. I can only speak to Indianapolis and Indiana in particular. There is no law that states that you have to identify yourself. It wouldn't probably go very well. But
no, there's no law like that in Florida either. Unless you're driving a car, there's no law anywhere that makes it so you have to identify yourself. You're just walking on the street somewhere. But that doesn't matter to the cops because they'll make it up as they go along. And when they make it up, there's no consequences for them.
Look, I've fought my cases involving sovereign immunity, and specifically. When you're talking to someone from the Office of Corporation Counsel, you're talking to somebody, the chief's legal advisor or whoever, and they say, look, here's the complaint. And I've worked in the administration division for 7 years. I know a little bit about this. And they say, look, here, this officer's getting sued for X, Y, or Z. And here's why we think we shouldn't have to answer to that. And they discuss sovereign immunity. And I'm offended every single time. I don't want to hear sovereign immunity. I want to hear that my actions were justified. Not that you're not even allowed to talk about my actions. You talk about my actions. I'll be more than happy to stand up for my actions. I'll stand behind what I did. And I think 95% of officers would. That's what so deeply offended me. I would not have picked up the phone and called you guys had you not thrown out the word they over and over and over as if it's some sort of, look, this is a tent that I'm going to throw over everybody who does this job. You couldn't be more wrong about the number of people who do that. I'll go ahead and I'll throw us under the bus.
Who do what? I'm sorry. The number of people who do what?
The number of officers who abuse their authority.
I've worked closely with law enforcement, and I can tell you that I can work closely with law enforcement.
What is your percentage, Sam? What's your percentage? The officers you've met, what is the percentage of officers who you would trust to take, a friend someplace, somebody that you would trust to respond to a volatile situation involving a 911 call, which we didn't ask to go to. We didn't ask for it. There's a microphone cord. Here, listen closely. That's an Indianapolis call going out right now. That's an Indianapolis call going out right now.
Look,
there's two officers who didn't have to go.
There's a time. There's a time when I want a meat-eating guy that's rough and ready that'll jump out there in front of a bullet to stop it. There's absolutely a time I need that. However, there's also a time that I need discretion, and I don't feel that I feel that when discretion is poorly used by police, that they are not held to the same standard that I am. And you pointed out that one of your officers roughed somebody up and he got fired. If I roughed somebody up, and I'm a Quaker, I don't do that stuff. But if that was the case, I would be in jail or prison.
Hey, that
or
cop
worse.
That shot the guy in the back, did he get fired for that?
No. A lot of times when cops, do acts of violence against citizenry, they'll get a medal in order to protect them from, to make them look good so that they won't get lawsuits and that kind of thing. It happens all the time.
Let me try this. Okay, 24 years ago I came on the department. And I was talking to a lot of guys back then, veterans who told me a lot of things that scared me to death. Because I was trained under the professional model. I came straight from college to do this. The only job I've ever had. Okay? Now, I'm 6'1", I weigh about 210 pounds, and I think I can take care of myself. And you know what? I'm fairly convinced that if you met me on a run, you go, hey, he's a pretty decent guy. You know what?
You seem like a decent guy now.
Supposed to be. Well, that's the way we're all supposed to be. That's
I agree.
The way we train them. I was on the training academy staff for 2 years.
But
I want every one of them to come out capable of handling themselves in a physical confrontation and extremely polite and pleasant. Yet when, and believe me, not perfect, not by any stretch of the imagination, I wanted to train officers, and I got vetoed on this. I wanted to train our officers in the academy on two things I thought we were sorely lacking. One is the ability to take verbal abuse from people on the street. Because it is true. There are a number of agencies which really pump you up and make you think you're God's gift. And so when someone dares cross you, then obviously somebody has to go to jail. Okay? Now, I fully admit there are agencies that sort of train that into people. I don't like it. I don't care for it. I don't think it should happen. I have advocated that, we teach officers to, that when someone puts their finger in their chest, that it doesn't automatically mean they go to the ground and then go to the hospital. You know, that's not what
I think
we're
that's
about.
A sensible
that's
thing to do, Mike.
Sure.
I think that's sensible.
Right. And I'm willing to, and I absolutely agree that there are like these corporate conversations or group conversations, the way that different or agencies will run. Some agencies, it sounds like you're in the administration of this agency, and likely this agency is, it sounds to me like a better one than some. But I can tell you that there absolutely are places where, if you turn a crooked eye to the cop, you're going to the pavement, and you'll have a gun in the back of your head.
Now, look, just for since we talked about since you're talking about training there briefly, Mark, we had a we had the pleasure of meeting a police trainer who has given up his career in police training at this point because he was completely fed up.
More than a decade he was doing it.
Yeah, completely fed up with the quality of recruits that he was being presented with these days. And I think he said it was essentially like 1 in 10 that was an actually decent recruit, somebody that didn't have a badge heavy attitude where they wanted to be like the big badass cops on TV and just F with people.
That's interesting. It's been 10 years since I was in the training on the training staff, but that couldn't have been more opposite than our situation here.
And he said it's really gone downhill in the last 10 or 15 years, is what he told us, and it was so frustrating to him.
So, Mike, I wanted to address the they versus us mentality. Just today when I was stopping off at the convenience store, I saw somebody with a vanity plate on the front of their blazer that had a black line, a blue line, and then a followed by a black line. Or it could just be a black field with a blue line across it. Is that some kind of gang symbol?
The thin blue line is, and I heard you talk about it earlier, and no, I wouldn't fall for the bait and say, yeah, it's a gang deal, or no, it's not a gang deal. I'm not falling for it. What I would say is this, as every human being does who has a friend or has a coworker, and maybe, I'm sure you would argue more so, when you're working with, I was talking to an officer night before last, and he had to go in front of the board of captains, about an officer who's just this guy's a complete, he's brain dead. Okay, now, and he was brought in front of the board of captains and asked, what do you think about this officer? And he said, well, you know, he's a good guy. I think he's trying hard. I think with some more work, he could develop into a good officer. And they said, well, why don't you turn to section whatever, page whatever, and then he read it, and it was actually a message that he had sent to the officer telling him that the 20 things that he thought were wrong with him and how he was doing his job and how he needed to clean up his act and quit doing these ridiculous things.
Mike, we got to let you get back to work. I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight.
Mike.
I appreciate the conversation. More
call.
Coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. We got a cop in our chat room, by the way. Allegedly. He didn't like it when I said allegedly a cop. I didn't really not believe that he was a police officer.
Well, how could you really know?
You don't
right?
know. You don't know. He certainly sounded like a cop, and he certainly said the things that a cop would typically say. Because we've talked to a number of them over the years on this program, and usually...
Yeah, they don't all share his opinion. Some of them think that the department they were in was corrupt from the top on down.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the times when we talk to the cops, they will defend themselves and their department, and, well, they're not all bad guys, and there are only a few rotten apples. But others will say that they're almost all rotten and that the rotten apples rise through the ranks and become administrators to protect the other bad apples in the organization. And, of course, the real problem is that no one's free to say no.
It's a monopoly organization.
Right.
And when you have a monopoly organization, you're never going to get the customer service that you get when there's competition in the marketplace.
We need to get back to your phone calls, though. But first, Mark, tell me about what you've been doing with Jack and helping him read. He's just over 2 years old now.
Yeah, Jack's just a little over two. And you can go to babyreadingkit.com. As a matter of fact, they've got a video of my son Jack there, babyreadingkit.com, up. They have several other videos, but this is the top one. And you can see him reading from flashcards. He has, been taking their we have their little course for maybe 3 or 4 months, and it's just videos. It's not like we spent a whole bunch of time with it. They're just tools for him. If he wanted to learn to read and was interested in it, he could do that, and he has, from, the very rudimentary, he can read some colors and read some shapes and stuff like that. And you can have this. This is a step up. It gives your kid an added advantage, and it's for kids from the ages of as little as 3 months on up to 4 or 5 years old. It's called babyreadingkit.com. It's got some great, interesting videos that he loves to watch. He actually goes to sleep sometimes saying, "Monkey See," which is the name of the video. He's that ate up and excited about the videos. It's babyreadingkit.com. You can get it and give your kid that leg up.
All right, so the toll-free number here tonight is 800-259-9231. Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first, Elizabeth listening to WBTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to say I love you guys. I love your show. I really do. I think you're great at when you address topics a lot of people won't talk about. But also I'd like to say that I am a daughter of a police officer, a former police officer.
Hmm.
My father was a police officer most of my life.
My dad was too.
Yeah, well, and so you probably, it's funny because my father, he actually got, he went to prison for violation of civil rights, well, like a form of police brutality. And even going through that with him, I know what the police are. And I just have to say that I know the stories I've heard from him, and I know the things that happen. And I think the police officer that called in Indiana, and I think, and I'm also a licensed therapist, and I have to say his anger and aggression in his tone, I think, proved our point. The way he spoke to you, the way he said what was coming out of your mouth was stupid, I think he showed, he really demonstrated what we've been talking about with the anger and the aggression that the police have. And he fully illustrated that in his conversation with you. And, you know, I can see both sides. Like I said, having a father who was a police officer and who even went to prison for his, and he was a violent man.
That's pretty unusual. I mean, he really must have done something and gotten caught red-handed, because in a lot of cases, the cops can be violent and get away with it. We've seen story after story. What was it he did, if you don't mind recounting?
I'm sorry, what did he do?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just, honestly, it's kind of, I don't really, I was younger then, but I just know that, he supposedly, when he arrested a man, he, him and three other police officers used excessive force. And so all four of them, were brought up on charges, and only two of them, my father was the chief. So he went to prison, and the other chief went to prison.
Wow, the chief.
Yeah, he was the chief deputy, and the other man was the chief of the city police. So both of them went to prison. The other two men that worked under them went to court but never actually served any time.
Now, how long did he go to prison for?
He was sentenced to 18 months, but he served around a year.
Now, may I ask, what was he like at home with you when you were growing up? Was he violent with you?
Extreme. Not with me. No, never with me. He practically ignored me, actually. I never really had a relationship with him, but extremely violent to my mother. He beat her up practically every day of my life.
Oh my
gosh. Never touched me or my sisters or my brothers.
Did he have a drinking problem?
No, he's never drank alcohol in his
life. Wow, so violent without alcohol. Very interesting.
Yeah, just a violent person.
Do you think, and I'm not saying that every police officer would be this way, but do you think that people that have a propensity to violence are attracted to an organization that has the monopoly privilege of using violence?
I've often wondered that about him, and I do see that through my father. I can see that he wanted that power.
Mm.
He wanted to have that because we had a lot of power growing up. I'm not going to say we didn't. I lived in a very small town in West Virginia, and my sisters and I and my brothers, we could do whatever we wanted. There were no laws for us. And I know now that I'm older, that's wrong, but I could drive as fast as I want. I could run any stop sign, any red light. I mean, anything. I mean,
when you said he was the chief deputy, does that mean he was the chief of police?
Yes. Well, no, the chief of police is the city. Where we live, chief of police was the city, and he was county.
So he was the sheriff?
He was deputy at the sheriff's department, yes.
So he wasn't the sheriff. Well, where was he in relation to the sheriff as far as rank?
He was right under the sheriff.
Okay, so one of the top dogs was an incredibly violent man who finally got caught. How did they manage to convict him? Because usually you have to have video evidence. Was there video footage or...
No, and the odd thing was, and I have to say this now, my conversation's going to take a turn here because I'm being completely honest with you. My father was a violent man, but he was also considered a good cop because he would do things that other people wouldn't do in situations. And I know that sounds odd what I'm saying, but if there were certain criminals that no one else would go towards that was afraid of, my father would go after him. You know what I'm saying? So he got respect from other police because of that.
Sure.
And the night that he made this arrest, he wasn't even there for the arrest. He actually showed up later.
Huh.
And I think what actually caused him to get convicted were so many other people. Once this man claimed he was there, you know how it is. Once there's one claim made, then all these people come out and say, well, okay, he abused me.
I see.
And so I think that's what happened. Even though he actually wasn't in the room when this man was arrested, he was considered to be part of it because he was there later after the man had supposedly been abused.
Got it. Wow.
And so that made him guilty. So yeah, he went, there was no question about it. I mean, he immediately, and people were horrible to me and my family. I mean, once my father lost the power because he was such a powerful man, we had death threats It was just terrible. We had to have our phone disconnected because we kept changing the number, and people kept getting the number and calling our house and threatening us and leaving, like, notes at our front door and telling us they were going to put a bomb in our house. And it was bad.
Another personal question, just because I'm curious. You said that he abused your mother, beat her frequently. Did she ever leave him? I mean, after he went to jail?
Yes, numerous times, but she couldn't do anything because there was no help for her. There were no police to call to help her. There was no help for her because my father was very well connected. He knew everybody in the state. So it didn't matter what county she went to or what she did, he would track her down, usually with a gun, make her come back home. And yes, there was nothing. And I always blamed her for staying with him, but then I kind of understand there was nothing she could do. Being as powerful as he was, she had no protection. And as I said, he was incredibly respected.
Did she work?
Profession. Yes, she did.
She did work.
Would it have been one of those situations where had she come out with allegations about his abuse that no one would have believed her because, well, he knew everybody and was buddy-buddy and good old boys network, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it was. And to grow up that way, it's really hard. It's really hard to grow up that way.
What you have to wonder is how many other cops in positions of power, as your father was, are similar to him. I'm not saying they all are like that, but we've heard from so many cops on the show, ex-cops, who've called in to say that the worst of the worst rise up through the ranks and get into administration, and your call is yet another example of that. Makes you wonder how widespread problems like this are.
There was also another police officer that was a friend of my father's, and I think he might have been a state trooper, and he actually killed a woman that he was having an affair with, and they tried to cover it up.
The state police?
The state police. They tried to cover up. Now, he was eventually convicted. The family spoke out so much and brought the FBI into it that he was convicted of murder, but they tried to cover it up and say that she had shot him. And it was self-defense.
Elizabeth, I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. Just a shocking, outrageous story. Thank you very much. 800-259-9231. Wow.
Yes. What are you going to do with that? And, you know, it's this. I think it comes down to the monopoly situation that we're dealing with here. And it's I understand there need to be people that will protect, people who can't defend themselves.
But they need to be accountable.
And I think those people need to be accountable, and we just don't have the accountability there.
Until you can say, I don't want to pay for your services anymore and not have your house stolen from you, there will never be accountability.
Yeah, and I'd like to see what happens if you try to videotape an officer in Indianapolis. Because I know that, I can tell you that people all over America go to jail for this stuff. Go to photographyisnotacrime.com.
Hour 3 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.